tennis. Girls tennis regional champions at the Scott City Regional over the weekend. Lady Beavers qualifying two doubles teams and a singles player for state this weekend in Wichita. We're going to be talking with one of the qualifiers here, the doubles team of Sadie Hermiston and Bella Myers. We'll start off with Sadie first. Congratulations, and how exciting has it been here over this last week after knowing that you're going to make it to states and now you're in it?
Oh, well, thank you, Adam. Well, it's really, since we went last year, I'm not as nervous because last year we went in not knowing really anything because we started off on JV, but since we went in last year, I'm not that nervous, but I'm ready to play.
Yeah, and, you know, it was an interesting weekend for you guys. Second place finish there, but still got to state there. And, you know, I guess kind of go through last weekend there. You knew after Friday that you're going to be at state, made it to the finals, and I guess kind of go through your weekend there.
Oh, well, we started off a little slow, but it wasn't as bad as it usually was. But we came out pretty strong with our teammates, which was, you know, not very fun, but we still had fun playing them. And with Ashlyn, we kind of just got a little sad and then kind of gave up at the end, which, yeah, we need to stop doing that. I need to stop doing that.
Well, I mean, but you're back to state there, but what are some things that you've worked on here this week as you prepare for your second trip to state?
Shifting and covering when, like, we don't expect the ball to go, like, in the middle. How do we cover from that? Because we kind of just run around when that happens, but we figured it out.
All right. Well, weekend here. I know this is an exciting time here. What do you remember about being at state last year? What are you going to do to kind of to try to improve upon that?
Well, we want to get better than what we did last year. And it was really, since Bella and I were the only ones that played the second day last year, hopefully we all can maybe, so it won't be just us on the court.
Well, yeah. Yeah, hopefully. Well, hopefully you guys have a pretty good run here this weekend. And it's always so fun to be in that upper position there. And it is junior Sadie Hermiston joining us here this evening so far. Hey, congratulations on a good season here. And good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Again, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Sadie Hermiston joining us first. And now she hands the headset over here to, or the microphone. I've said that all over these years there. But anyways, over to Bella Myers, her teammate there. Well, congratulations here. And what was your thought process after you knew you were going to go to state last Friday and then into Saturday?
I knew, like, I was already expecting us to go. I knew who the teams were, and I knew that we could do it. But after, like, finally realizing that, I knew we were going to have to get in the right headset that this year's state is going to be harder because the same girls have came back and worked harder, like, the Wichita Collegiate girls, they all have, like, private lessons and stuff, mm-hmm. and that we need to be more prepared because we know what it's like. So I just was trying to get my head more prepared to know, since I knew it would be hard.
You know, Sadie, she mentioned about, you know, playing her teammates. You guys had to play them right off the bat Saturday morning. That's got to be pretty tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, like, we already get there early and we warm mm-hmm. up against them, and then, like, to actually play them and for it to count was really strange because usually we just warm up and then we go warm up with a different team.
So. Well, you know, speaking of warming up, what I find interesting about this with tennis is you warm up against your opponents. And is that, I mean, what is that like to kind of warm up against your opponent?
In the beginning, it's kind of weird because, like, you don't really know them or anything and you're just hitting mm-hmm. it, and then it's, like, awkward getting out the balls because we don't share balls anymore. But it's really helpful, especially on their serves, mm-hmm. to know how hard they're going to serve it or where they like to place it, because some people like to place it, like, on the inside or on the outside, and it's helpful to know how they're going to do that.
Do you try not to, like, reveal anything, what you guys like to do when you're warming up? I mean, that's a little unusual.
I try not to think about it too much, but I know my serves in the warm-up are a lot different than my serves when I play, because I just...
Well, there you go. Throw them off. But, you know, this weekend, you and Sadie, it's your second straight year. And what are some things that you're thinking about here as you head into state here this weekend?
I know that the first team we're going to play is an Ellsworth team. And we beat them last year at state, so I know they're going to really want to beat us this year. And so we have to come out strong because they got third place at their regionals, which was harder than our regionals. So I know we're going to have to come out stronger than we normally do and work a little harder.
Well, it should be fun here, but, you know, it's kind of fun to take a whole team with you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 years in a row. 5 people made it.
That's pretty cool there, and hopefully it's a good one for you here. And congratulations on a great year so far here as well, and hopefully you have a fun and an enjoyable weekend there in Wichita.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Bella Myers joining us here, one of the doubles players as well. They go to state here, coming up here on Friday and Saturday down at Wichita. Now we are joined here with Coach Cheryl Kotrank. Regional championship, and it was a fun day. It really started for you guys on Friday there, and I had a lengthy seating meeting, but first time, and I think you mentioned maybe three decades at least that you had regionals at home, so you had to put the seating meeting together, had all that, and then you guys were able to play tennis, but you had a great weekend for it.
We did have a great weekend. It was beautiful weather. The wind stayed down, and that was awesome, you know, and all the teams that came. We saw some great tennis. Hopefully some people got out to watch it, too.
Now, I was impressed with the crowds there. There's some pretty good crowds there both days, Friday and Saturday. That's pretty exciting, and I think that would bode well with the response if you guys are able to host a regional again.
It did. You know, we had a great crowd, lots of great comments from people. Loved our facilities and everything. And what's fun about regionals, too, is the quality of play always goes up, especially for those final matches.
Oh, absolutely. That was pretty fun there. But, you know, we talk about your doubles team here, Sadie and Bella there. They get to the finals, lose a tough one there to get second. But your other doubles team, they qualified as well on Friday. They made it to the semis. They ended up finishing in third place. And I think you can't ask for a better weekend there from your doubles teams there.
You're right, Adam. The doubles teams both played awesome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bella and Sadie got up against the Ashland team, and which is a great team, mm-hmm. and they're undefeated going into state. I think they have the number three seed in state. You know, so they were a great team on last weekend. And mm-hmm. Riley and Maddie, they both played great. They played a team from Cimarron to win, you know, the third place, and the Cimarron team played great all weekend, too. So it was a great match for them, and probably the surprising was our singles player. Lia placed fourth, and she played her heart out on Friday. She kept telling me, Coach, I'm not going to be done. I'm going to go to state. I'm going to state. And she did great on made it into state.
Yeah, what was probably most impressive about her run, she was a 13 seed, I think it was, coming in, and she knocks off the four right off the bat, and then knocks off the five. It was a close first set, but the second one, she was just dominant.
She was, you know, and that 13 seed really isn't an accurate seed of her play. She, you know, when we only had 13 single players at our meet, and you only seed half of the bracket. And so she was actually a draw.
Okay.
And so she just drew that number 13, and but it was a lucky number 13 for her.
Yeah, sometimes number 13's not lucky, but it came to fruition there on Friday being lucky.
It did.
But, yeah, she ended up placing fourth over the weekend. Had a couple of tough draws there on Saturday there, but, you know, I think just getting the state there, that's a big thing. And, of course, Mallory Cup, she was one match away, and she was in a tough battle with the girl from Colby there, and I think it was a good draw there for her, but it was unfortunate. She just wasn't her day, I guess, against the Colby girl.
Yeah, you know, Mallory played. I'm not disappointed in her play at all. She went out there and gave it everything she had, and you know, I look for her next year. She'll be right back and be right in there fighting again, and I look for her to make it next year.
Yep, now this weekend, you know, state tournament, always a fun weekend, but also you want to do well as well there, but you also want to have fun there. And kind of what's the mindset as you guys head to state here this weekend?
Well, we'll be leaving tomorrow morning and with the state send-off and everything. And then we will get to Wichita and have lunch, and we're going to go and look at the courts there at Riverside. And then I visited with the coaches at Wichita State, and they're going to let us come and practice there on their facilities. So we'll do that tomorrow afternoon. And you know, we'll try and have some fun, but then be ready to play on Friday.
Yeah, it gets going right away there Friday morning there. But, yeah, that should be fun there, and you already kind of have an idea who you're going to be playing. But you guys are back-to-back regional champs. That's pretty cool there for the program without any seniors this year.
That's right. Everybody will be coming back next year. That's exciting.
Yes, that is. That's pretty cool there. Once again, it is Coach Cheryl Kotrank joining us here. Girls tennis at State 3218 Wichita this weekend. Congratulations. This has been a fun season, and good luck to you guys coming up here this weekend.
Thank you so much, Adam.